Welcome to episode of 540 of Fly Away. Over the past few years, we've been reminded time and again how much the world relies on travel. From supporting local economies to learning about new cultures, the experience that travel provides helps to make our world smaller and bring us closer together. Here at Outlander Travel, we've been proud to be a small part in bringing that to you through our weekly podcast. My name is Sandy, and this week I'm joined by fellow Outlander travel agents, Anna and Donna, and we're also excited to be chatting this week with Meg.
Yay! Hello.
Hey. So Oasis of the Seas is a groundbreaking cruise ship that marked a new era in the cruise industry when it debuted in 2008, the first of their innovative Oasis class, and designed to redefine what a cruise experience could be. At the time of its launch, it was the largest cruise ship in the world and introduced features such as the neighborhood concept with distinct areas like Central Park, Boardwalk, and the Royal Promenade. These innovative design elements set a new standard for luxury and entertainment at sea. So let's get started. So I know we've talked about this ship before, but I think it's always good to do a refresher because people want to hear the latest. They don't want to hear like a older podcast.
Absolutely.
So Meg, this was a like a seminar at sea, or
it was a seminar at sea. We did do training on the sea days, so I was in class all day, but then the other days we got to go off and sort of do our own thing. So it was a combination of vacation and some work.
So where did you sail out of?
We sailed out of Fort Lauderdale.
Okay.
Cool. Okay,
that one's good. Mm-hmm. Had you been on an Oasis class ship before?
So I went on the Wonder, which is an Oasis. Yep.
How did you think? Because this one is old. Well, I mean, it's 2008, you know, but I know it's been redone since then pretty recently. So what did you think about the differences between the Wonder and the Oasis?
I thought they were very similar in just the feel of it. Obviously, the size is different. And I can say, I mean, I love the Wonder. It's a little overwhelming. So I really liked being on the Oasis because it feels manageable. It still feels like there's so much to do and so much to see, but you don't feel so overwhelmed like if you were on the Wonder or the Icon. So I do like that it felt manageable and, you know, it only took you a couple of hours to know where you were going, you know, so I do like that.
I thought they made them a little bigger, but I didn't realize they were like noticeably bigger. You know, I haven't been on the Oasis. So.
Okay. I think I've actually seen the Oasis and the Wonder parked side by side because they were both there at Perfect Day at Cocoa Key. So you can see the difference when they're side by side in the width of the ship, I think.
Oh, cool. Okay. Nice. So where did you go? What was your itinerary like?
So we did Perfect Day. I mean, we had two sea days, the front and the end of the cruise. But we went to Perfect Day at Cocoa Key. We went to Falmouth, Jamaica. And then we went to Labadee. Am I saying that correctly? I hear people say it differently.
You are, so. Okay. It's good to know that they're back open again because there was a time that they were closed.
Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yes.
Yeah, they stopped taking guests for a little bit.
Yeah. All right, that's interesting that it went to both of their little private things.
Loved it. I mean, I think it's a super great sailing for family because you have with small kids, because you do go to both islands. Mm-hmm. So it allows you to get off the ship. But I know a lot of families with small kids don't necessarily like to stray from the port very far. Mm-hmm. So I think it's a great itinerary for families and small kids. And it was December, so it was still, you know, it was decorated for Christmas, and they did the Christmas tree lighting, and, you know, it was a good, I know, very fun. So,
Mm-hmm. I love Caribbean Christmas.
I know.
I love it. That's awesome.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I agree. I mean, I get what you're saying, because a lot of times people, especially if they're new to cruising, don't necessarily want to venture out. They want to, like, maybe not even get off the ship at some of the ports. Exactly. But it's nice that the stuff is, like, the food is still included. If you have the drink package, that follows you onto their islands and stuff. So so that's nice. That's cool. Mm-hmm. Did you do anything new in at Perfect Day that you hadn't done before?
I did not really. I mean, we took a good we had someone, a tour, you know, give us a full tour. So it was nice to just kind of casually walk the whole thing and sort of, you know, because there's some areas that I had never really been to. So I didn't do anything necessarily different besides just kind of taking myself to all the areas and sitting down, relaxing.
So how was the new area?
Yeah, I mean, the new area, so we were there at 9 a.m., so it was still quiet. I'm sure by, like, noon or 1, it's a little busier with, you know, more people, like, having fun, and music is louder. So it was beautiful. I loved it. I will say that the difference now of the you know, the big lagoon pool, it's nice because they don't have the DJ, the live DJ anymore. That's all over in the adult section. So it's quiet there. And I appreciated that.
That's nice because my family and I did a Thanksgiving cruise, and one of our stops was in Perfect Day. And that pool, that main like lagoon pool, was, we walked past there and it was literally like just... Yes. Like there was no space in the pool.
Exactly.
Like it was just a wall of people. And so I like that that's kind of settled down a little bit. Yes,
totally different. And maybe it's because we had a lot of families on this sailing, but it was, you know, no one was coming through with holding their drinks over their head. It was families playing. So I like that you could do a family thing there, but then you could also go over to Hideaway Beach and get more of a you know, an adult atmosphere.
We should probably also mention that there's a charge for Hideaway Beach. Yes. But it is adult only, which is nice. So if you want to get away from the kiddies, that's it's a really fun atmosphere. Yeah, I did that too. I found it like if I'm doing something there that I don't want to pay extra for, I really like the South Beach area that's got like the swim out bar in the middle of the ocean. But it's got like the little sportsy stuff. Yeah.
It does. Like, yeah. I like, it has like the basketball courts over there and volleyball. Yeah. I mean that's the thing with Perfect Day, and also Labadee, I've learned that it's just there's so many spaces to find that you never feel super crowded. There were two ships at Perfect Day, so it's a little crowded. I mean, you're gonna have to sit beside somebody probably, but there's still just so much space and so much to do there. And I didn't go into the water park, but I have done that before. So that's super fun.
I toured the water park. I didn't do any of the water park.
I did most of the slides there. So really? I said, I'm going to do them all once. That, it's fun.
I did the biggest slide.
Yeah.
I did that once.
No, I didn't do that.
See, I feel like I'm just good. Like, I only do it once.
I did it once, I'm good.
Any slides that look like they're like a wedgie machine, I don't want anything
like that anymore. I do like to be like in something, in a float or something.
Yeah, but, makes it better. For sure.
Yeah.
So let's talk about Labadee for a little bit, because that was closed for a little while. And I haven't been there in a while. It's been, gosh, almost 10 years, I think. I don't know, maybe 8 years. Anyway, it's been a while. So was that your first time there?
Yes, it was my first time there.
And how did you feel about it compared to Perfect Day, since you did both on the same trip?
I preferred Labadee. Really? But I know this is a personal thing, but I loved it. I would literally stay there in a resort. I loved how it was just so, you know, when you, I mean, even just like pulling up to the port, I mean, you just, there's just mountains. It's just beautiful. And the, you know, the bay that you pull into is so pretty, and the bridge to walk out to the island, and you get there and there's like authentic music and musicians and dancers, not just there, but everywhere. I mean, I must've passed 5 or 6 different bands and different performers that just sort of roam, and they're in like, you know, authentic costumes, authentic music. So I love that. And I just loved how it's tropical and it's, and there's so many different beaches. There's like Adrenaline Beach, which is the sort of the big main beach. It's really windy there, but that's where you can see the zip line that goes over and the Dragon's Fire coaster. So I think that's where a lot of people just kind of spill out from the ship. But then if you keep going along, there's other beaches that are tucked into coves. So it's literally like you're swimming and there's just mountains that come up. It's very pretty. So I enjoyed it. I would go back there. I would look for an itinerary that had Labadee before Cocoa Key. But I've done Cocoa Key several times. So
yeah,
it's, you know, not to knock it at all. I just really loved the vibe of.
Do you think there was, I can't remember if there were like children's areas or children's play areas.
So there are. Like there's, they have
there
several.
There is at Labadee, and my children will never, ever, 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 ever return. They have scarred their memories.
Really?
At Labadee? Really?
At Labadee, yes. Because, so Jeff and I decided that we were going to do an excursion. So we did an excursion. We left the kids at the kids club. And it's a giant sand pit with no shade. And they both came out like lobsters.
Oh, no.
And it was so hot because there was no, I mean, there's no water
nearby
there. I hope they've changed it, but I don't know that they have.
Yes, they have. There's lots of splash areas.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
There's like water park areas and splash areas, and then along those are like tables and hammocks. They have shade now.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good, because yeah. Then I might be able to get past them.
Yeah, they have a huge floating like aqua park. I think it's an additional cost, but you can go out there and do an aqua
park. Well, no, I'm talking about little.
Yeah, no, I mean, there was little ones on there. They had all ages on there. So
that's
it's not
been a minute, Donna. One of them was in college.
Yes, one of them's in college now.
And what else do we do? You know, and I think the thing that a lot of people don't do because they don't know, but we had a tour guide take us. We did the nature trails. So you have to be able to kind of like hike up a hill. But once you get up there, the views are beautiful. I have the most beautiful photographs of the ship and the water and the bays. There's like old like walls and I can't think of the words I'm trying to think of where they've put like
forts and stuff.
Yes, forts. Yeah. And okay. So cool. I loved it up there. And then if you keep going along, you go all the way out to this little peninsula. And not a lot of people know this. This is where you can actually hear the dragon's breath. Did you know this? This is how it got its name. There's a rock formation, natural rock formation. They didn't do anything to it. If you stand there, the surf comes up through this hole and it's this huge loud hiss like a dragon. So that's why they named it Dragon's Breath.
I did not know that.
I know.
Oh, that's so cool.
So that's what Labadee means? Dragon's Breath?
I don't think so. No, that's just how they had the Dragon's Breath coaster and the beach, and that's where they got that from. Yeah.
Huh. That's really cool.
It's really cool. So, that's like my little pro tip now is to make sure people go out there and listen to the Dragon's Breath. And there's actually cute little swings out there for two people that,
so
it's a little hidden secret area.
Mm-hmm. Oh, I love that.
Yep. And they have the market, the vendor market out there, which bring cash if you want to shop.
Okay.
They will not engage until you come over to actually shop. They're not going to chase you down. It's not like being on the beach in a grill where if you get anywhere close to them, they're going to bother you. They wait until you approach, but then it's like true, back and forth. Yes. So if you're not comfortable with it, I would say don't do it. But to me, I loved it because that's, it felt very Caribbean to me. So I did. I shopped and bought some things.
I just don't haggle. I don't like to haggle. I probably overpay for everything.
It makes me uncomfortable, but.
Yeah.
Well, I just kind of show up with the money that I have, and I know that's what I'm going to spend. And
especially if it's cash,
cash only. Yeah. And he just kept kind of throwing stuff in there so he could get all of my $20. So.
Well, of course.
And here's the bracelet. And here,
but it is. I mean, they're not. Some people would say they're aggressive. So if you don't, if you're not comfortable with that, then just kind of walk around it.
Just walk away.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Cool. Mm-hmm. And then you also went to Jamaica. Did you do anything cool in Jamaica?
I didn't do anything exciting. I've done, Dunn's Rivers and Mystic Falls. I've done all of that stuff. So I just did a resort pass for the day.
Nice. Oh, but that's fun.
It was fun. Yeah.
And I don't know that a lot of people know that you can do that, you can just get a pass to go to a resort and hang out for the day. So which resort did you go to?
I did Hilton Rose Hall.
Okay.
And the resort pass included transportation, which was super nice. They pick you up right here. Mm-hmm, they pick you up at the port and then schedule a time to come back and get you. So, yeah, I mean, there were several people from different ships, like we were in a van. So we all just kind of got there at the same time. And then she told us when she was going to pick us up. And
also, she had like a designated time and said, okay, be at this spot at this particular time and I'll pick you up.
And we'll be back. Perfect. Yeah. So I definitely, it was very nice to do, but I would say look at your schedule really carefully because they're going to want to get you back to the ship 2 hours before. So if you're only, we were only there from like 9 until 4. So she picked me up at 2. So it was a little tight, but enough time to like eat jerk chicken and have some drinks and swim in the pool,
What was the travel time to the ship from the property?
So Hilton, that Hilton is closer to Montego Bay. So it was about 20, 25 minutes. Now, there was a huge market going on. So that took us a little bit longer to get around it. But that's one thing that was nice about the transportation is they knew it was going to be there. They knew how to get us around.
Right.
I definitely would suggest that if you don't want to do a big, adventure, but you want to kind of have a quiet resort day, to definitely look into the resort pass option.
Nice.
That's cool. Mm-hmm. And then you get to check out another resort
in
Montego Bay. So
I know. Yeah. I know. Had jerk chicken, drank blue coffee, Blue Mountain coffee. I got my Jamaica in.
Nice. Were there a lot of cats around too?
There were.
Yeah, I love it. They love the jerk chicken shack just like you do.
I was literally the first. I could smell it. Like, I didn't know they actually had like an outdoor hut where they were like grilling. So at like 11, I was like, what the hell? So I literally like, found my way and I was the first person waiting. He was like, 20 more minutes, 20 minutes.
That's awesome.
So let's talk about the ship some. So what kind of cabin did you have?
I had a balcony.
An ocean view balcony?
Mm-hmm. Ocean view balcony. Mm-hmm. Nice. Standard balcony. I was up high. It was like deck 12, I think.
Oh.
Nice. It might have been 14. I'm not sure. I was worried. So I was worried about being. I do get motion sickness. Yeah. So I was worried about being up high, and we were at the back of the ship. So I was a little worried. I took my Dramamine like usual. I have to say that being up higher is much better than being down lower for me.
Because I've heard, for you, okay. I've heard opposite, like it's better to lower if you have motion sickness.
Me too. But when we would do our classes down on deck 2, I think just because the ship is so big, it's when it moves, it's like a huge weight, like pressing down on you. Does that make sense? Like you can feel but when you're up higher, it's kind of like a floating feeling. Okay. So I don't know. I've always told people like avoid the top decks, but no, I'm not so sure. I don't know. It worked better for me. So
okay,
I don't know.
Interesting. I'll have to remember that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think people kind of need to play around with it because I've had people who insist that they want to be like front of the ship, high as they can get, and I'm like, okay, that's what I say, but they know that's where they want to be, and that they don't feel sick when they are there. So
yeah,
I prefer being towards the back no matter what ship I'm on. I just feel like it's quieter back there, the elevators and the, I don't know. That's just
I like being close to an elevator and not right under the pool deck. I'd rather be closer to the bars.
Of course you would.
It's just convenient, I'm not going to be at the pool the whole time. I'm going to be at the bar. So cool. So what shows do they have on the ship?
They have the ice show, which I loved. I always loved their ice shows, but this one was super cute. I was just laughing through the whole entire time. So
that's cool.
I really liked this one. It was kind of like the, who's the fairy tale? Who's the author that does all the fairy tales? I'm not going to think of
Grimm's, like the Grimm's brothers?
No. Well, anyway, like the Emperor's New Clothes and the Swan, the Ugly Duckling, all of those, but they just put like a comedic spin on everything. So it was, adults were enjoying it and kids were enjoying it. So it was just all around good, like family show.
They always have really good talent in those skate shows too.
I mean, I'm always amazed on that very small rink.
They make me a little nervous, just, I will say. The way they spin around and like the woman's
the jumps
coming like,
the,
right by yeah. the ice. Yeah.
So I'm curious, did you go and see Cats?
I did. I did. Yeah.
Why are you making a face?
Cats is not my favorite. I mean, I'll just be okay. honest. Yeah. Cats is totally not my favorite. I watched it. I mean, they're talented. It's mm-hmm. I mean, the talent is just, it's there. It's just mm-hmm. not.
It's not for everybody.
It's not my jam.
I would say. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I really like Cats.
Do you? Well, I mean, it's that. No, that's
well. Not, okay, so thing. There was like a PBS, like I don't know, recording of the Broadway. Anyway, my nephew was totally into it when he was a little kid. He was like 4, and he made them play Cats over and over and over again. And I just always thought that was the coolest, funniest thing. So you know, it's like a
yeah. I mean, they were very talented. I think my favorite, and Meg, I don't know about you, but. My yeah. favorite was the Aqua Show, the 80s.
Yeah, the 80s.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Oh, mm-hmm. My daughter and I just, we totally geeked out, jammed out to some 80s. It was so, we sang and danced to all the music. Yep. It was so much fun. That was really a phenomenal, like, I was thoroughly impressed. I don't know what your thoughts were, but.
Oh, it was definitely my favorite. That was a phenomenal show. Mm-hmm. I agree. Yeah. I mean, all of their Aqua Shows are amazing, but that one, like you said.
I love exactly. 80s music.
It's because of the music. Yeah. Because of the music that was fun. And it was, I mean, if you did not have a reservation for that one, you were not getting in.
Really?
Well, so what was really funny is, you know, we actually had a reservation and we ended up, the third time was a charm for us because the first two times that we went to the show, like the first night we had a reservation, the show was canceled because, you know, you have mm-hmm. to think, you know, these the divers. Wind.
Yeah.
the weather, the wind, the conditions have to be the right conditions you know, for the divers, you know, for it to be safe. And so the first mm-hmm. two times that we tried to go see that show, it was canceled both times.
Oh, man.
So the third time we finally got to see it, and it was just, it was phenomenal. That was my favorite.
Yeah, I always try to tell people to see it early, or try to see it early in the week because of what you just said. Because if you're waiting till the end, and that one gets canceled, you don't have another chance.
That's what we did. We got a reservation for the very first show, canceled. Mm-hmm. And of course, you know, they were very accommodating when that one was canceled.
That's good.
They just automatically put us in a reservation.
Oh, that's good.
Show.
Yeah.
Oh, canceled because of weather conditions. So third time, but
I know it happens. And they actually had a show on the last day that they just, it popped up on the schedule, I noticed. So I don't know if it's because so many people were trying to get into that show. I don't know if they just kind of have a secret on the schedule, but I did notice it appeared there again because I went to go try to go see it again.
So it wasn't on the original schedule. It just popped up. Just
once we were on the ship.
Nice. Mm-hmm. Oh,
that's cool.
Mm-hmm. That is cool.
Nice.
So what kind of dining did you... I know there's...
Yeah, we
dining,
did...
Specialty dining. Mm-hmm, what did you do?
I mean, we did... I mean, I was with a group, so I did... You know, I was with my other fellow... Royal Caribbean University student. So, you know, we did do main dining most nights because I was trying to be social.
Get you.
But I did. I mean, I wanted to get a good idea of, you know, comparing it to other cruise lines too and the main dining. Yeah. I did main dining mostly. I had pizza one night. And then I did the Solarium Bistro twice, I think, which I loved. Nice. And then we did the Italian restaurant. So I can't say definitely didn't get everything in. But you know, I mean, people dine and they don't do, especially dining. So mm-hmm.
no,
it's not,
we typically
it's
don't
not required.
Do.
It's not. Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah. And they have the, that one, like in the Central Park, do they have that one, like kind of grab and go sandwich and salad? place?
It's not in Central Park. It's beside the pizza place. There's like a, you can get all different kinds of sandwiches and wraps and desserts. I forget what.
I know on the other Oasis class, there's like this restaurant in Central Park that you can like go down the salad thing and tell them.
Oh, yes. Mix it all up. Yep, you're right. I forgot about that.
I like that one. That's a good one if you don't want to sit down for like a long lunch, you know, like it's a good like pop in and do it.
Well, and I got a hot dog too from the place on in the boardwalk.
Do they have Johnny Rockets on this one?
Yeah, Johnny Rockets. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Cool. Mm-hmm. Had to get a hot dog from there.
No, I don't. Well, the Johnny Rockets is like an upcharge. So the
it is, but
not for breakfast.
Huh? Correct. Okay.
That's a secret. That's a secret. Maybe I shouldn't say that on the podcast.
If people are listening to the podcast, are you listening?
Well,
it is for lunch and dinner, but for breakfast,
it you can is go. I think it's complimentary. My
family and I did that, and it was great. It was so quiet. We got there like first thing in the morning, and there was literally nobody there, and we just. Actually, my teenagers were still sleeping, so it was just me, my husband, and my father, and the three of us went in and had breakfast, and it was phenomenal.
That's nice. Yeah,
it's just a nice change from doing
like
Windjammer or I don't know. It's just it's you get special a specialty restaurant without having to pay extra for the specialty.
Right.
It's nice. So, yeah, that's a little tidbit from your travel.
Well, and the Solarian Bistro is also not a charge, but it is adults only. But you can do breakfast, lunch, and dinner in there as well. They have menu items that are an upcharge, like the steak and the lobster. Right. But and you need to make reservations in there, but it's included.
So you have to make reservations. That's interesting.
You can. Two of the other advisors I was with did not have reservations, and so they showed up early, and I think they waited about 30 minutes.
Is that like dinner only? Because when I went on the Utopia, it was just like a buffet, really.
Yeah, they have a buffet, but you can also order off the menu.
Oh, nice.
So they have like entree items to order too. Mm-hmm. So for dinner, yes, reservations.
Well, are encouraged. Reservations are recommended because it's limited seating.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yep.
So, okay,
that's cool.
Yep.
So, did you other than the shows? Did you do any kind of like other entertainment? Any like
bar?
Bars, live music, like Sandy's, bars, or
what did you drink?
Yeah. What did you drink? What bars did you go to? Sandy wants to know about bars.
The Bionic Bar was not open for the cruise, so I'm not sure if that was like a technical thing, or if they, because I think that they are, I might be incorrect, but aren't they doing away with the
space is becoming on the newer ships it's the tiki bar.
So I don't know if they had already kind of shut it down or if it was just like an operational problem that they were having, so that wasn't open.
Was the Rising Tide Bar still doing its thing?
That one was up and down, so that's there. What else? We went into the
music hall.
The music hall. Yeah, we went to the music hall and had drinks in there and listened to music there. So it was early in the evening. I did go to bed early. So it was just getting started. There were a couple of like couples and there were a few people dancing, but it certainly wasn't like full. If you want nightlife on this one, I cannot help you.
Yeah.
On this one this time.
I went in there one night. My husband was tired and went to bed, and I was like, I'm not tired. So I walked in there and they were doing like they had live music, and it was like a Michael Bublé, doing like Michael Bublé songs, and I got a glass of wine and sat and listened to some Michael Bublé.
It's a great space because it's like you can sit up in the top and look down.
Yes,
our
cabin was actually on the same deck. So I literally just walked in there.
So your cabin was really close to a bar, and you found that to be very convenient.
Just the same.
It was. Yes, it was.
Oh, we like that, right?
I think one of my favorites, and I think I did this just about every night of my cruise on Oasis, was I stayed up a little bit later than the rest of my family. I'm definitely not a night owl, but sometimes when I cruise, I just get a second wind. I think my favorite was the oh my gosh, the name just escaped me.
Bolero?
No, it's in the Promenade. They do live music every night.
Is it the one that's nautical themed?
Yes.
Schooner Bar.
Schooner Bar. Thank you, Donna. Schooner Bar. Mm-hmm. The Schooner Bar. They had a guy in there, excuse me, every night that was like on the piano doing live music.
Mm-hmm.
That
mm-hmm.
was my favorite. I went in there mm-hmm. just about every night. Got a glass of wine just to kind of wind down.
Mm-hmm.
My husband and teenagers were in the cabin.
Sleeping away.
Sleeping or watching TV, whatever they were doing. I really enjoyed that. That was one of my favorite evening spots. Mm-hmm. Just to kind of...
I peeked in all of them.
It was very chill. Like it yes. wasn't...
Yeah, because I was going to say Bolero's was very active. I mean, they had like all the line dancing going on in there.
Oh my gosh, and people dancing. Do that yeah. salsa dancing and stuff.
It's oh yeah,
like the salsa amazing. Dance. Yeah. 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 yeah,
they had it was packed in there. There was hardly any room to get in there to take the lesson because they kind of start wow. with the salsa lessons first, and then oh, wow. yeah, and it was on the white night, so everybody it was really cool to just watch. Everybody was dressed up in their white and doing salsa.
I love watching people dance to stuff like that.
I do too. I can't do it, but I like watching everybody else.
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like there's something those people. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. So is there anything we didn't touch on that we need to make sure we mention?
Let's see. I'm trying to think of anything else on the ship. I mean, as line? Usual, the... Say it again.
Did you zip line?
Not zip line. If I had been with my family, I would have done it. Because, like, me and my son would have done it. Or me and my daughter. So, mm-hmm. But I did sit on the beach, on Joyland Beach. I mean, that's just fun to sit there. Because the people are coming by on the zip line. And it's so funny to hear everybody's different reactions as they're going.
On the ship.
I didn't zip line on the ship. No. No.
Okay. Next time.
I did. This time I actually did some shopping on the ship, and I don't normally do that. I think it's just because I was by myself. Right. So I like meander through every shop, and I went to one of the jewelry giveaways, and I don't usually do that stuff. So I was trying to do some different things on the ship that I don't normally do.
Right.
And so that was fun. Like, cause that, nice. You know, there was like a champagne and a raffle and mm-hmm. somebody won a nice. Diamond something. And so,
I've never won the diamond thing. I've gone a couple of times and I've still never won.
Yeah. No. I thought my chances were pretty good because once they shut the doors, there was only about 30 people in there. But no,
you're like, I have a chance.
I know.
Nice. All right, cool. Well, that is our show for this week. Thank you for hanging out with us. Please like our Facebook page, rate us, and be sure to tell your friends about us. You can find our previous episodes on the podcast page of OutlanderTravel.com. Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. We would love to hear from you. Thanks, Meg, for joining us this week and telling us about your trip.
Yay. Of course. Yay. Thank you. It's always fun.
On behalf of Donna, Anna, and myself, Sandy, thank you for joining us this week. Gotta fly.